Okay. So in Shinta Zayin Kosova, Rambam Zal says the tour, the Rambam says, Amaska Bayis the Chaveri Lizman Kotzev. Somebody rents a house to his friend for a designated amount of time, say for 2 years. Verotza Seichel Askiru Lachirim Ad Seif Hazman. And part way through, the Seichel says that, you know, I don't need it anymore. I'd rather sublet it to someone else. Verotza Seichel Askiru Lachirim Ad Seif Hazman. Until for the duration of his contract. So says the Torah, the Rambam, Askira la'achirim, Shehem k'minyan b'nei beisai. He's allowed to rent it to somebody else who will have the same amount of dwellers as b'nei beisai. So if he has, let's say, a wife and four children, and the other guy has a wife and three children, or up to four children, so then he would be allowed to do it. Avo, imheim, dalid, lo yask, oh, avo imheim dalid, lo yaskiru l'chamisha. But if, let's say, he's a family of four, and the person he's renting it to is a family of five, that he would not be allowed to do. Okay, then he gets off into where do we find that you're not allowed to. So essentially, the Rambam is introducing a halacha that when you rent something from someone, you have a right to a certain type of usage. And that type of usage, let's say, is the default understanding of you're a family of four, so you're going to live here as a family of four and have the effect on this dwelling that a family of your size has. So practically speaking, whether you end up living there or you put someone else there, is we look at the same, and therefore it's okay, there's nothing wrong with you renting it. It's only if you're going to change the usage, then you run into a problem. Now, what happens if and just for a moment to think about this, if you yourself, you know, your family grows. I don't think anyone puts a stipulation in the contract that you're not allowed to have another child while you live here. So presumably that's not a problem. The question is then how that translates to a seicha. When do we look at it? Do we, you know, renting it to someone else? We'll look at the time that you rented it or at the time that you're subletting it. Let's say you rented for 3 years. And when you moved in there, you had four children. A year and a half later, you have a fifth child. So now can you sublet it to someone with five children? It's essentially the equivalent usage of what you're doing, and presumably if you have a right to be there with five, so then probably you could put someone else there with the same amount.
I mean, the two is only counting numbers. I mean, ages should make a difference.
No, I was going to say, it's interesting that we're
even
focused
gender.
On that product. Yeah. Just the family in general. I mean, there's
family style.
With two kids that could tear it apart. And there's
right.
Families with 10 kids that are like very
right, common. Right. I mean, there could be other different. I mean, let's say a single parent home versus a, you know, a two parent family. You know, a single parent could be worse.
Yeah.
Possibly, you know, there could be.
I know somebody who rented his apartment. You know, he said he used to have girls, now he has boys. He's much happier, you know, because the girls required too much effort.
I hear.
You know,
interesting.
Who's coming to the house?
Right.
So, like,
right.
You know,
now, from a landlord's perspective, there's a lot of different variables that you look at when comparing tenants. So it's not just numbers.
But about ability to pay his mortgage.
Presumably, right. Because the original seicher has the achrayas of making sure it gets paid. Okay, so Al-Kapanim, the Rambam puts a guideline here that as long as it's an equivalent usage, it would be okay. And technically, he pins it on numbers. Now, he goes weiter and he says, either there's a klal of Eina Seicher Rashoi Lahaskir, which comes from a Gemara. So like, Amru Chachamim, so now says the Rambam, the Chachamim did not say the din of Eina Seicher Rashoi Lahaskir, Ela B'metaltalim. Specifically, by metaltalim is when we said that Eina Seicher Rashoi Lahaskir, which means if I rent you my lawnmower, you can't go and rent it to someone else. Shehu emeloi, because the maskir can tell the seicher in ritzaini shepik deni biyad acher. The concept that I don't want my chayfetz to be in someone else's possession. I don't want someone else dealing with my lawnmower. You I trust, him I don't, so to speak. I mean, nothing to do with trust of paying. Trust that you're going to care for this thing properly. Ava bekarka usvino, sharei baleho ima, ein oimrim kein. However, by a svino or by karka where the owner is with it, Ein oimrim kein. What does that mean? Sharei baleha ima. I mean, on a svina, typically there was a style of svina where the owner was the one driving it, so to speak, and transporting the ship. So if you hired him to transport your things, and then you, so to speak, sublet your right of being transported to someone else, there the owner is with it, and so too by karka, the owner is there and involved. Since the owner is involved, we don't have this klal of Eina Seicher Rashoi Lahaskir. Why would that be? Because he can oversee it. That doesn't mean he wants to. Meaning, if I don't like, we're saying over here that the rule is Eina Seicher V'Shei L'Haskir. You can't give my lawnmower to someone else. You can't rent it to someone else. But when it comes to something that I'm involved, that I, the masker, the owner, am involved with, then the Seicher has a right to give it to someone else. Efshe Fakert, I live upstairs, you live downstairs. I don't want someone else living downstairs. You're going to bring in a guy I don't like. So V'Chein Ani Aimer, Im Omar Balabayis L'Seicher, Loma Titrach V'Tasker Beisi L'Acher. Now this is an interesting din. So says the Rambam, I believe this is still the Rambam speaking, that V'chein ani oimer, im Omar Balabayis L'Seicher, to Balabayis tells the Seicher, Lama titrach v'hisker, beisi la'acher, you have a problem here. You got into a contract for 36 months, $1,000 a month. Halfway through, you had enough. So now you have technically $18,000 left to deal with. So don't worry about it. Amlay tir tzalamid by hanicheyu v'tzei, V'ata pata miskerusai, don't worry about the $18,000. I'll be meichel it, so to speak. You just leave, break the contract, and go, and I will deal with it on my own. So eina yochel laskira la'acherim. In that case, taka, the seicher is not allowed to be maskira la'acherim. Which that I think logically we can definitely understand. Meaning the fact that we're giving permission to a seicher laskira la'acher is not necessarily the optimal. It's the fact that we don't look at it as if there's a great distinction between tenant A and tenant B, and tenant A is in a bind where he doesn't need to use it anymore, doesn't want to use it anymore, and he doesn't want to have to be liable to pay for it without using it. So he goes and finds a second tenant to take him over. But if the Balabai says that, okay, don't worry about bringing a second tenant, I'll let you break out and leave early, so that would be okay.
That's assuming he wants to get out.
I'm sorry?
What if he wants to sublease it because he can make money on it? What if he's renting it at $3,000?
Right. Okay. But we're saying, Eini yochel laskir la'acher, the seicher doesn't have a right to do that. The masker has a right to say that it's my house, I rented it to you, not to anyone else. No, thank you. As long as I'm not mechayev you in the rent. Do we understand that, misvara? You're bavarning a little bit of a manuvshach. If the seicher owns the rights of its usage, so to speak, why?
There's two cases in which this could take place. And it could be taking place in a case. The first case, like you painted, where the seicher really wants out.
Right.
But he's bound, so therefore he got a second tenant.
Right.
Or it could be a case where the seicher sees an opportunity to make money.
Right.
And he doesn't want out. He wants the contract to stay. He wants the lease to stay. And he can sublease it at a higher rate than he was paying. So, you know, does this halacha hold true in both cases? And then what about the case where the seicher just, you know, I'm sorry, the masker wants to hold the tenant to his lease, but he doesn't want it to rent it to a third party.
Right. So then I would think is the opening halacha that as long as the usage is similar, that the seicher has a right to.
Right, okay.
That's what it seems like. The challenge here is if, you know, and if the rate goes up, they really both want to do it, right? The same way the seicher wants to rent it to someone else at a higher rate for the other half of his lease, the masker is happy to start over with a new guy at a higher rate too. Most likely.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if there's demand, to the extent there's demand and the rates are up and they can get a tenant.
It takes time. It's an ASIC. If I entered into an agreement with somebody for 2 years, I don't want to be bothered.
Right. That's true. Yeah, so, if you tell the seicher that, listen, do what you want with it, you know, don't bother me, so then that gives the seicher permission to sublet it at a higher rate. But the shaila is, if you do want to bother and he wants out or he wants to put someone else in, how do we deal with it? There are others that paskin that sheini yochel laskir la'acher klal. He can never rent it to someone else. V'yitin tzchari ad seiv zmani, and he always has to pay ad seiv zmani. V'loy niru li shezed din emes. Says the Rambam, I don't hold that way. Okay, so let's go through this again. So we have a halacha from the Rambam that a masker buys l'chaver l'zman kotzov, and the seicher wants to go and pass it on. At seif hazman and rent it to someone else. Maskira l'acherim shem kaminyim b'nei beisai. As long as it's the same amount of people living there, avlum heim dalid lo yaskir l'chamisha. He can't go and rent it to someone with a larger family. Now, when is the din said of eina seicher rashoi l'haskir? That din is said by metaltal and shoim ali ein ritzoini shei b'gdoini b'yad acher. However, by karka v'sfina shere baleha ima ein oimim kein. Now, what does that mean by karka baleh ha'ima? Is that a tanai that where it's baleh ha'ima, which is maybe standard by karka, if a guy lives, you know, next door or upstairs, so then, meaning by a pikadon, you give so a metaltalin, you're renting your lawnmower, he's taking it home, he's taking it away to go use it, you're renting a drill, so you have no watch over what he's doing. So there's more concern about what's going to happen of it. Masha enkin by karka and svina, where we're typically baleha ima, so then we don't say that ena secher rashay lahaskir for karet, we say rashay lahaskir. Why is that? Rashay lahaskir because he can now watch it? Let's say...
What other sorrow would there be?
Right. I'm saying, but let's say he doesn't want to watch it. So it sounds like you're giving him a new job. I would think a masker could definitely say, you, I trust him, I don't. You know, we find that all the time. I mean, in the first place, he chose to rent it to you, not necessarily because you were the only tenant available. That doesn't seem to play a role here. It seems like the fact that Balei Ha'ima makes it that there's a default permission that you're allowed to rent it to someone else. Now, let's say he's not Balei Ha'ima. Would that change the din? Meaning this din that we're saying that a seicher is Rashay Lahaskir by Karaka is based on the premise that Balei Ha'ima. But if it's clearly not Balei Ha'ima, you live in New York and you own a property in Maryland, and that's the property you're renting out. So then he cannot sublet it? Hamam seems to start off with a blanket din that you're allowed to. And just here in the distinction, he's saying that the fact that Eina Secher Rashay Lahaskir by Metaltlin doesn't apply by Karka because Balei Ha'ima. V'chein ani oimer, em omom balabayis l'secher lo metitur chetaske beisi l'achem l'tir tzalamed v'hen yichay v'tzei v'ata pot mischrusay eni yochel eskir l'acher. There's another case where you're not allowed to do it, meaning not only if you're bringing in more people to live there, but if the balabayis says, no thank you, I don't want you bringing in another tenant, go break your lease and leave. So then also the seicher is not yochel eskir l'acher. The seicher can't insist that I'm under contract for 3 years, I have full rights to this, you can't let me rent it to someone else, you can't stop me. So the masker can say, no, I'm sorry, I could stop you. I could stop you and I could throw you out. Now, the throw you out is because he doesn't want to pay it. Meaning, let's say the seicher says, I want to pay to keep it empty. That would be a different shaila of how do we look at that and what do you do with that? And we'll see that shortly, that there may be a svara there that the masker could still throw him out. But over here, the position is that the seicher is saying that I want to put in another tenant because I'm not using it or because I want to take advantage of the rise in the market. So the masker could tell him, no, thank you. L'chayra. Right. L'chayra, if they would make any specific stipulations, we would go by that.
The seicher at the time, the masker at the time that he rents it, can stipulate a sublease. Or can't.
Yeah. No, I would think he can. I believe he can. Let's see the Bach here a moment. On the top left. Shin Tezayin Aleph, Kosav Rambam Zal. Perakei Mistiri. So Masha Kosav, Aval Bekarka Usfina, Sherei Balei Ha'ima, then... he's allowed to be masker. Hai sharei balei ima loy koye ela svina. Says the Rambam, that's going on svina. By a svina, let's say the owner is typically driving the boat, and therefore, whoever is going to come on as his next transport or his next tenant, he can watch over. Avo bekarka ifchahu. By karka, the svara is actually fakert. If it's balei ha'ima, is that a milo or a chesaron? Meaning, on the one hand, it's a milo that the owner can oversee what the tenant is doing. On the other hand, it takes greater homework and level of comfort with a tenant to live next door to him. I mean, I own the house, I'm renting it. The advantage of me being the owner of this versus an outside landlord being the owner is that I can control my neighbors. Right? So he doesn't want just anybody there. So b'karka ifku, it's punkfaker, dafka b'shem balei ha'ima, where the owner's not with it, that then... you're allowed to rent it. But if the owner is living next door, then you can't rent it to someone else. Even if he has less people in the family, you're going down from 4 to 3. That you, I can live with, I can be civil. But Yanim, I'm not interested in Yanim. I mean, you were a civilized family, I was comfortable with you. This other group that you're putting in here is you know, rowdy singles or whatever it is, and I'm not interested. And it's specifically because I live next door, even if I'm not concerned necessarily about the wear and tear on the apartment itself, but I'm just don't want these people as neighbors. Kamesha Kasav Harosh, Hevi Rabbeinu Besamach. Dafka Besvina She'enei Emedes Ela Lekach, Lekabel Es HaKoyl, Ubaleha Ima Tomid, Lefichach Enei Yochel Leima Loi Oyscha Yochel Ani Lekabel. Aval Acher Enei Yochel Lekabel. Danan Sahadi De Shikuri Kama Shaker. Veloi Omru She'esh Alef Terum Esalem Shem Shinoi Daita, Inami La'ashle Yisero, Kedil Elbisam Shin Yon Aleph. Actually, we had in the Gemara where if somebody rented a Svina to transport his goods for a distance of, let's say, 2 days, and he went halfway, and then he tells the owner, "I'm getting off." So the Gemara said that if he ends up finding someone else to go the second day, so ein le'olav el tarumas. The Bailam can't have any real trias mammon on him because he didn't lose anything, but he could have tarumas. And one of the svaras of tarumas was because of, number one, shinei daita, seems to be, you know, a shake-up, that well, you messed up this whole trip, so to speak. Or ashli yaseira is the extra, if I'm not mistaken, not the extra cost, it was the extra rope that was needed. If it was heavier goods, so he would have to anchor further away from the port in order for the, you know, the bottom of the ship would the second person was heavier goods than the first person.
Same goods?
No, not necessarily. He took off and someone else brought on. Meaning I originally was transporting 50 barrels of wine and the next guy comes in with 60 barrels of wine. But it fits into the same boat and it doesn't affect anything. But the extent of the effect is that when it comes to docking, you have to dock further out or use longer. I believe that's what it means. But Al Kapan, what's he saying with this? V'davka b'svina she'ena yemedas elo l'kach l'kabal esakel u'balaha ibatamid. That the by a svina that's meant for transporting and the owner is always on it, so then we can say that you're allowed to do it.
Public taxing, because you're holding it out for public rental. So
right. Right. Masha'en Kane, if it's a boat that he's using to transport people or himself, he's traveling from country A to country B, and he's going to be at sea for a week. And now, you, instead of you being his passenger, he's having other passengers that are not as desirable to him. So then it could be the same svara as a tenant next door that I want to live with, him I don't want to live with. So the type of svina that we're saying that baleha ima means that therefore it's not a problem to switch tenants on him. Switch passengers on him is dafka weir. It's a svina that's made for transporting.
You're distinguishing between merchandise and people?
Yeah.
I thought the nakuda was whether it's just there for it's being held out to the public or not. Because this is your business. So the ship is made to take people, take any type of people. Shankin living next to you is a different story, that you never held it out to the public.
Yeah, but he's saying there would be a time by a svina. Lefika cheni yachalam eischa yachalani lekabel. A different type of case by Svina, where he could say,
a different type of case might be where he's not, or it's not held out for public rental.
What does that mean, not held out for public rental? What happens with it?
You approach the guy and you ask him to rent the boat to you.
Uh-huh.
Storage. But if he's got a shingle out, you know, for sale, or for rent, services for hire, so then he all of a sudden he decides, I don't like you, that we say he's being a shocker.
Uh-huh.
That's my impression. I know. Mashenkin by Karka, renting, nobody else has a, you know, shingalot for rent. Everyone might come in.
Right. I hear. Maybe.
I'm guessing.
Could be. Could be. Let's just go through this again. I will bekarka usfina mashkosav bekarka usfina again in the Bach. Sharei bale ima. Hi, sharei bale ima lekoy al asfina. Says the Bach, the baleho ima mentioned here in the Torah is only referring to svina, and since it's bale ima, there's no problem bringing another tenant. Avo bekarka, but mashenka by karka, when it's baleho ima fakert ifchahu dafka b'sheim baleho ima, you're allowed to sublet it. Avo kasha baleho ima in yochel askir lacherim afilu yesh lo diurim pchusim imenu ki yochel loim le oischa yochel ani lekabel. So the Bach tells us that this din that we're seeing here in the Torah, that if you want to rent to another person and he has the same amount of children as you would be okay, because by karka it's baleha ima, and therefore that would indicate that the Bailam can watch over it and be comfortable. Says the Bach, the svar is really fakert. When the Bailam is not there, then you could put in any tenant who's comparable. But when the Bailam is there, then you may not be able to, because the Bailam can object and say, you I'm comfortable with as a neighbor, as a tenant, him I'm not comfortable with. So we do see that variable here, that the Bailam has a right, possibly, according to, according at least to what the Bach is telling us, that the Bailam would have a right to say that I don't like the new tenant. And he has a right to refuse, even if it's the same family size. Then he continues, and that which we say by Svina, that Baleha Ima is a svara that you could do anything you want, is dafka besvina sheinei medes al lekach. A svina that's meant for that. The kabbalas hakorel ubaleha imatamid lefikach eni yochalim leoischa yochal ni lekabal olav acher eni yochal lekabal. Then on Sunday the shkuk mashaker leomu sheishel of taru mesalam shemashina daite inamil ashli yaseir we could leobus mashina yudalef. Okay, Masha Kosha Basimin Rashid Bays, Kosava Rambam Daf Bakarka in a Secha Rashila Haski Ishlema Dana Lahechadim Him Dalulayaskirulahei. Okay, says if you find somewhere else, says there's really a Rambam somewhere else that says Mafurish that even by Karka in a Secha Rashila Haskir, he says we could explain that to be talking about in a case where it's not the same amount of tenants. That doesn't mean as a blanket rule in a Secha Rashila Haskir by Karka, because Fakarat over here was stating that Be'etzim by Karka, yes, Hasecha Rashila Haskir, as long as it's comparable in size, or based on what the Bach is bringing, as long as the Bailam is not living next door and uncomfortable with the tenants. But al kapanim, you wouldn't say that the din is stamazay in a seicher v'sher lahaskir fakert. The default position would be yes, seicher v'sher lahaskir. Okay, vital. Let's turn the page here. One way or the other.
The law, it's only okay if the landlord's not living next door. So, but we said, but it's not okay by makalkalin, but it is okay by karka. So then, why is it okay by karka?
Okay, that's a good question. I mean, my metalton, the swara is that I'm concerned, what is he going to do to my lawnmower, right? He's not gonna take care of oil properly, he's not going to treat it the way it should be treated, and he's going to ruin it. So why is karka any different? I mean, until now, we thought that when you're there by karka, you watch over him. My metalton, you're not there by design, and therefore it's a problem. So we're going to see a little further that the concept, which to me was a little eye-opening, is that by karka, there's nothing he can do, so to speak. No damage can be done. A house is a house. You know, it's a dwelling. It is what it is. Mashenkin metaltlin, that's already sensitive. You know, something you can break. I think what that really means is that the structure typically stays intact. So, you know, if you finish something lavishly, so there's more finishes, bells and whistles, so to speak, things can get broken more. But the default of blackening walls, big deal. You know, if you live in a simple apartment, there's that much less to damage. So it probably depends when and where. Like, for example, Israeli apartments today are still pretty much like that. Because, yeah, they're all made out of stone, and in between tenants, they just take some fresh white plaster and smear it on the walls, and, you know, that's it. That's the whole thing. It's bare walls and floor. Come out never. You get the extent of the things you can damage are the shades, the trisim, you know. but I think that's really it. I mean, when you look at an empty apartment and it's just all for rent, they're so bare and raw. You almost feel like you walked into a construction site. But that's really what they... I'm sorry? It's not as standard as it is over here. I don't remember. I lived in two different apartments there. I don't remember the distinctions from one to the next, but not a given. Very, very bare bones.
Setting yourself up in an apartment is a lot of money.
Yeah. So there's a whole business of one American tenant flipping it to the next. You know, you take all my used stuff and buy it at a discount from what I bought the garbage from the guy before me. You know? Pass it on, and so you want to get the apartment, that's what you have to do, because otherwise other people want the apartment. But it's, the Bali Dira don't have to do much of anything. But if you have taka durable, you know, unit like that to rent, so taka, what does a balabais care who lives in there? As long as he can pay the rent, as long as he's guaranteed to get his skiris, what type of damage can you do? I mean, really, you know, the standard contractor's grade in Eretz Yisrael is a basic floor tile and basic plain walls. There's really not much to damage. It's much less complex than it is here. That varies. Some do, some don't. It's not as much of a standard as here. Yeah. But I think we'll see that svara soon. Okay, let's go weiter. It says 16 on top of the page. You have to turn the right way. Sheila Ladeni Avia Rajzal. Continuing in the tour on the top Shintazayin Shinyudzayin. Ruven Vishimin Sachru Beis Batam Ze Eitzel Ze. Ruven and Shimon both rented homes. Malahem Shnei Chatzeris. And they both have Chatzeris. Umuvat Chatzeris Elu Oidlahem Chatzer Beshutfis. Besides for these two Chatzeris, they have another Chatzer that they share Beshutfis. Umuvat Chatzeris Elu Oidlahem Chatzer Beshutfis. They have a third chutz that they share b'shutus. V'ha'yu kol echad mishtamish b'chalkoi. And each one uses his chalik, his chutz. V'ha'lach Reuven v'iska b'yisei l'Levi. And Reuven now went and sublet his house to Levi. Shimon ma'akev olam. And Shimon, his neighbor, the tenant next door, is being ma'akev. I'm eini chafetz b'shutfes shel Levi, that I don't want to have to deal now with the shutfes of this new tenant Levi. Ki yari ani sheniskaitet b'yachad. I'm uncomfortable with him. He's going to start, you know, making different complications and disagreements between us. If you insist on renting it to him, at least don't rent him the chatzar. We have this joint chatzar. Don't rent that to him. Let that come to me. Leave that joint chatzar for me. And I will compensate you for that portion of the chatzar, what the renting of that would cost. So they asked the Rush, do you listen to him or not? And then if you can listen to Shimon in his taina, is Reuven allowed to, I guess, inflate the rate of rental of that chatzar to Shimon, because he could say that it's really taking away from Levi in this case? Now, what are the tzadim over here? I mean, Reuven and Shimon are both renters, right? So they're living next door to each other, and it almost sounds like, you know, till now we were talking about a balabayas, the original maskir, being particular about who you put to live, who you sublet this to, because who's going to live next to me in the house that I own? Meaning, I live upstairs, you live downstairs. I own it. I rented it to you, now you're renting it to someone else. So I'm a bailam. I have a right to control this, to complain. Over here, this seems to be a big stretch. You have Reuven and Shimon simply as neighbors. I mean, Bar Mitzvah allows you to buy the house next door. It doesn't allow you to control who lives there.
And most travel seems to be because they have a joint dirium.
They have a joint chatzah that they both rent. And therefore what?
So therefore the one tenant doesn't have to deal with the other in that joint chatzah. It would be side by side, right? It wouldn't be an issue. They don't have that right. So this is typically like a shared pool area.
Condo.
Here the way I picture is you have, each one has their front yard and they have a joint backyard. Right?
Okay, let's say.
So they don't want to have... Deal with Reuven.
I know, but isn't that just, why wouldn't that just be too bad on Shimon? Meaning, when Reuven moved in there, did Shimon have a say whether Reuven comes? Reuven's landlord rented it to Reuven, and plop, you're both here.
It's too bad because yeah. He rented it under one set of...
That, okay, maybe. Right. It also, I wonder, when you have two owners like this, I mean, let's say they both own, let's say Reuven owns and Shimon owns. And they went into this condo type of situation where they bought, they knew what they were buying, they or whoever was first anticipating would get a good second guy, whatever it was. And now he wants to rent it to someone else. Would it be the same shmooze? Meaning, typically, you know, a seicher gets certain rights from the maskir. By renting it, you become like a mikzas owner, you know, in the operation of this residence. But I would think that even the owner doesn't have a say in this. Meaning two people that own next to...
I can see that an owner would have stronger rights than a renter. If an owner could do it, it doesn't necessarily follow that a renter could stick it.
Okay, but I can hear that maybe. I don't understand why even an owner has a right.
Okay. And how does
you control your block? I mean, your neighbor puts a house up for sale. A guy who wants to buy it that you don't like, too bad on you. You have no veto power over who your neighbor sells to. Good day, are good.
It's a joint area, maybe. We do have that.
That when the condo, it has to be approved or whatever.
Right.
Okay, I mean, another variable would be also, are you prepared to pay for it? Meaning, the concept by partners, for example, in Shutfis, you have goy day agud, you know, where a guy says, listen, I can't take this anymore and I want to split. So he could tell his partner that I'm prepared to buy you out, or else you buy me out. And ultimately, they can force a split. In halacha, you could do that. So this maybe is something like that, and the seicher really is offering to pay for it. Question is simply, can the seicher insist that let me rent that backyard from you, don't give it together with the house? And then if he can insist that, do we govern how much the neighbor can charge for that piece? Let's read this again. Shela ladoini avi arashzal, Reuven v'shimon sochru beiz batim. Reuven and Shimon rented two houses, eitz hozeh. V'lahem shnei chatzeris. They both have yards, let's call it a front yard, taka. Each one has their own front yard. Umovad chatzeris elu, besides for each one having his own chatzer, oid lahem chatzer b'shutfes, they have another chatzer that they share, call it the backyard. V'hoyu kolechad mushtamish b'chalkoi, and each one uses his rights in that chelak. However, they split the usage. whether 50% at a time or 50% of the square footage or line down the middle, whatever it may be. V'halach Reuven v'hiska beisei l'levi, and Reuven goes now and is subletting his house to Levi. Now Levi, we're going to assume, has the same amount of children and people living in the house as Reuven. So Reuven l'chayv has a right to do it. So v'shimin, now his neighbor Shimon, who's also a tenant, nothing to do with being Reuven's landlord, ma'akiv olav is being ma'akiv, and he's saying, any chavetz b'shutfish of Levi, I don't want to the shutfish of Levi, meaning I don't want this Levi next door, ki yori ani shenesketit b'yachat, I can't deal with him. Vim al kapanam tetzel askiri, so Shimon's really coming and trying to stop the whole transaction. Don't rent it to Levi. If you insist that you're renting it to Levi, at least don't make me deal with him. Vim al kapanam tetzel askiri, hanach li achatz ha-meshutif, give me at least the whole chatzar ha-shutfil, meshutif, the full rights of the backyard, ve'etan l'chatz skiris, and I will pay you fi chelak ha-magia mimenu. Based on the chelak ha-magia mimenu. So let's say, for argument's sake, they rent this house for $1,000 a month. That includes the front yard and the backyard. So you can say that maybe the front yard is accountable for $100 a month, and the backyard that's shared is $50 a month. Lamazogin, if those numbers make sense. So Shimon is telling him, I don't want Levi coming here, Bechlal. If you can insist that Levi comes in, at a minimum, let me pay you the $50 for the backyard and let me rent that. So Reuven tells him, listen, if I'm going to try to rent this house now for $950 that only has a front yard, I'm not going to be able to find a tenant easily, because they're going to feel like they're overpaying for a house that doesn't have a backyard. So I'm going to have to give it away for $900. So I want you to give me $100 for the backyard instead of the $50 that we would that's otherwise accounting for it. And then furthermore, is Reuven allowed to be megalgal harbei schiris? Because he can say that this backyard is a tzeirich gadol. So emphat the rush, tshuva yireh, shahadin im Shimon. The din is with Shimon, meaning that Shimon has a right to rent this backyard, and probably the Shimon has a right to get it at a fair value. Chodosh shetoyim litan aschiris achotza kafi amagiyoi. Ki hu metzra. Uschiris shayich be'atoy v'ayosher. Kamay gabi moicher. Ki min shiruven einim afsig bedover. The schiris liyoy me mimker. The schiris liyoy me mimker hu. So saying Shimon has a right based on a bar mitzvah concept. Bar mitzvah is v'sisa yosher v'tayv, that if you're selling your house and your neighbor wants to buy it, he has a right to buy it first. So over here, what are you doing? You're putting your house up for rent, and your neighbor wants to rent it. That's right. He wants to take a little piece and rent that. So for that little piece, he has a right to say, bar mitzvah, I get it first. Right, so let's see how much he has to pay for it. He's prepared to pay for the schiris achotze kafir magia, whatever it's worth. Ki hu metzran, he's a metzran. Uschiris shayach be'atoy v'ayosher. K'may gabi moicher. By schiris it passes v'asis ha'yosher v'atoyv. Kivin sheruven ein amafsid. Since Reuven is not losing anything, and amafsid v'dover, the schiris liyay me mimkehu. Because schiris, in essence, when you're... the time that you're a seicher there is the equivalent of being a sale. You own it for that day. So therefore, we're going to look at it like mecher. Kivin sheruven in amafsid v'dover schiris liyay me mimkehu. V'oyd ani yomer the shnayim shesachru bayis b'shutfus lada b'yachad ein echad min ha'shutfim yachal lo heishav achar b'mekayimai. So he fears that you can't come with the taina that it's not your house, it's only sachar to you. Reuven can't tell Shimon that Shimon, you know, mix out of this, it's not your business. You don't own this, you're just a tenant, because he established that schiris liyamei is mimkaru. Now, he says if what we want to deal with over here is, let's look for a minute at a case of two shutfim renting a house together. I'm assuming, let's say this is two roommates that rent, you know, an apartment together. And they're both tenants that are paying 50% of the rent to the landlord. And one of them says, you know, guess what? I'm leaving. I'm going to be putting someone else in here. And he says, well, what's someone else? I don't want to live with the guy. Well, too bad. It's not your problem. You're going to pay my rent? You know, I got to pay 50% of the rent, and I'm moving out. I got to put someone else in there. So says the tour that he has a right to object. Meaning the same concept that we introduced before, that if the Bailum lives upstairs, downstairs, he can be particular. So says the Torah, when it comes to actually living together with someone, literally in the same dira, you could be even more particular. And even if it's less, the same amount of people or less, there's all sorts of different things that you could have. If the guy's a chosh of a person, you're going to say, listen, I'm uncomfortable walking around in my pajamas. I don't want this guy as my roommate. And if the guy's a mevuzadik mensch, if a person's going to feel that it's a bazayin for me, and that's your roommate, you know, I don't want to live with him. And then he goes right to that. If the person's a difficult person, you can come up with a svar in any case to say why you don't like someone. And here you're imposing upon someone to live in close proximity with another person, so you have a right to object. Now, what is that right? I understand it's totally uncomfortable for the Zayichai, but why does he have a right? What is this commitment to each other? It's not bar mitzvah. I mean, I don't know what... Because he's not prepared to pay for it. The first case, I think... You know what? He can't put someone else there. It doesn't say that the other guy, if the other guy wants to pay for it. He's too chashev. You're embarrassed of him. You're embarrassed in front of him. If he's too, you know, shvach or whatever it is. Your baish lader emo, you're embarrassed to be seen with him. V'yeshu bal katata, guy argues. V'yeshu enemen, he's not honest, trustworthy. Hilka chadam aritz lader b'shatvus medakti tchila. It seems like because you did your diligence in the beginning, before you got into this arrangement with a roommate, Reuven didn't move in with Shimon, Shimon didn't move in with Reuven without doing their homework on him. Imihu chafitz lader. So now v'lo yachal oisa shakib lader emo lo hayshivacher b'mekayme. Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yep.
Imagine this comes up in roommate situations.
Right? Lachira would.
There's someone they start together. They do it together. They rent the place together. They come up with, look, I may leave.
Yes, so I guess I would say it's either when they come together or the second guy who came has a taina that I only came in here because I knew it was you and you I was comfortable with. Now you, Mr. First Guy, want to put someone else in. He could probably push back. Now, this sounds like it's an offshoot of the din of Enesech Veshay Lahaskir, right? I mean, the same way Enesech Veshay Lahaskir applies Klape the Bailin, whether you're putting in more people, or like we saw in the Bach, where you're putting in a neighbor that I'm uncomfortable with, so too, when the person next door is a fellow, next door, the next bed or next room, is a fellow Seicher, he could have that same role of Balabayas. So listen, I'm a rental here, and I have full rights to be here. The same way you have full rights to be here. I agreed to live with you. I didn't agree to live with anybody else. And you can't just bring another guy in here. That can get kind of sticky. And of course, the guy real money. I mean, it almost sounds like you can come up with a dine on every tenant he brings. You could not.
But he only is committed to the point at the end of his term.
Yeah. So within his term of whatever it is, a year, 2 years, I'm saying. But it's not like. I mean, initially we had a formula that if it's the same amount of people, you're okay. Which even that, we had our own questions on, that same amount of people, not all things are equal, even when the numbers are the same. But over here you see explicitly that we're saying, even if it's one person, you can come up with a list, no matter what type of personality the guy is.
It's the same.
Same.
There was two separate houses.
Correct, okay. Correct.
Here it's the same apartment. You're living together with the same.
And a chanami, so you're closer. I'm just saying, it almost sounds like if you want to be petty, you can find an excuse for every single tenant that he brings in. Okay. And you just find something in the person's character and say, that's the thing I don't like, and goodbye. You know, and you have a right to do that. Meaning, we agreed to live together. I mean, listen, logically, I understand it, you know, that it's taka uncomfortable, and this is not what I signed up for.
Questioning it?
No. I'm just highlighting what it is. That it's interesting, the concept of Enasecha V'Shoy Lahaskir, because of the sensitivity, I mean, in certain cases, because of the sensitivity to the balabas, whether it's because of bringing in more people in the case where there's a department, you know, a separate apartment, or where you live next door, where we saw from the Bach, that also you have a right to resist. We go one step further, even when there's two tenants, but if they're expected to live in the same apartment, they can extend this taina and say, I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with her.
I guess this would only apply when their leases are coterminous. Because otherwise you...
Well, I'm longer, you're shorter, and therefore I take precedence?
No, I'm saying... situation, you already knew that, you know, if I have the longer one, I already knew that you may leave at the end of your term and I may
Very good. That's a very good ha'ara. Saying if from the get-go, okay, but I could still come back with a taina that I expected to live with a shlach for the last 6 months. Uh-huh. Now you're making it that 18 months I got to live with that guy? You know, an unknown? I wonder if he can still fight back. Right. But to a degree, when he came into it, he didn't expect to stay with you forever. That's true. That's true. There's probably validity to that. Yeah. I mean, listen, a little bit I find this din to be a chiddush, that you have a right. That you have a say in who the next tenant is, so to speak. Huh? You don't think?
Think of the two bachrim. They rent the dira together, right? Two bachrim. When one decides he wants to leave in the middle of the year, so anybody can come in, and he wants to put anybody in there.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. And typically,
says, I don't want to live with some guy you happen to find who, it's, you know, he vaults into the ground, you know. So
right. Right.
Pay your rent and keep it open, you know.
Right. So typically, what will happen is they'll, you know, the dira association. I mean, all the other dira mates will talk of vet it, but I don't think they would go with an approach that, listen, you know, we have your other lawyer and we could just tell you no to everybody and you pay it.
So imagine at some point it becomes unreasonable. But the concept that they can have veto, that just any time they can hire, can't come.
Right, right, okay, yeah, we do see that. So let's see the bach over here. V'gai meni yochol l'choif. 1 second. So as far as the answer to Shimon's case, Reuven and Shimon as tenants next door with the chatzar in the back, the chatzar in the front. So Shimon is tining that I can't live with this guy in the chatzar. Don't give him, you know, don't get him involved with me. I'll rent that piece from you. He's allowed to rent it. And Adinim Shimon, and it also sounds like that Adinim Shimon meaning that we have to keep Reuven's rate down as well. What's with that point? With, you know, he had asked in Reuven Yochel Legalgal Harbis Chirisboy. So Yerush Adinim Shimon Chada. What does that mean? Kafi hamagiyai.
Once you get your judgment,
it sounds like there's a difference between Shimon and Reuven, that Shimon's prepared to give kafi hamagiyai based on whatever formula you use to say that, you know, this amount is this portion is for indoor space, this portion is for outdoor space, and this is how much it is. It's $50. That's what I'm paying. And Reuven's coming to say that you got to pay $100.
Then is Shimon, because Shimon's willing to give as much as Reuven should get.
Is that what that means? Is that called Adenim Shimon?
I actually thought like you, now I'm thinking differently.
Kifi hamagi oy.
He's willing to give, you know. He's willing to give as much as is legitimate. Right?
Okay, so that means that, I mean, if that's the type, so that means that Shimon is allowed to insist that you don't put the guy in his backyard, but he has to pay for it. Whatever the definition.
Well, if I was Reuven, I'd certainly want to pay, you know, the difference in the rent I can get for the house without a backyard.
Right. You just got to make sure. Adinim Shimon means that Shimon gets to rent it, but not that Shimon gets to pay the price he wants, per se. He gets to pay the price that Reuven could have commanded for it. Okay. Let's see the Bach. Where was that? He can't force him. Where's this coming from? Oh, all the way to the last line of the tour. You can't force them to make a chalukah. That means goydei agud. Is that what that means? Meaning because they're not real shutfim? Can't force them. It's not even goydei agud, right? It's you can force a chalukah when you have shutfim and there's enough. It's big enough that there's chatzar shutfim. We find about Basra that if there's enough for that you could split this property in half and each one of us will still have a makam dalet al dalet, I'm allowed to force you to split if I had enough of living with you. But that will only apply by owners. Meaning technically this shared backyard they could split in half. So that's what the tour is bavarning, that maybe Shimon can say, you know, let's just be mechalek. And let's divide it. You know, we have this backyard that's 20 by 20. Yeah. So split it, make it 10 by 10. Or 20 by 10, whatever. Whatever it takes to, you know, to split it in half. So the gamin yochel lachlik. He can't force a chalukah since he's not the owner. Masha kasha mikan, says the Bach. Masha kazam lusayf sim kuf ayman. If the yochel lachayfer lachlik, harambam v'chein pasak l'shom b'shulchan aruch, v'kam pasak b'shulchan aruch kar rosh, v'psakim saysim zeh. Kasafti Yeshuva Lamaila Ayin Shom, Dulek Marach, the Mechalik, Mechatzav Asada Ubayas. Okay. Kasav b'mordechai says b'varni that there's a stir in the psak elsewhere in the Torah, and people on miyashiv that in a different oifen. Kasav b'mordechai seif perko umnim v'zel l'shoinei. The Mordechai says as follows: Mikan mechiach Ram Ruven shehiske bayis l'Shimon. If Ruven rented a house to Shimon, the Shimon yochel hasker as Levi tachtov. Shimon can now put Levi there instead of him. Okay, we seem to have said that halacha explicitly. V'herich av perik cheskas kasav b'mordechai ifcha. But we find elsewhere that by a bayis you can't. Ain of us seicha v'shoy l'hasker. V'nira the tshuvas haRamban hi v'zel l'shoinoi matzasi Ruven hiske beisel l'Levi l'aser shanim. Reuven rented to Shimon Levi for 10 years. V'nosli Levi askiva shel aser shanim. Levi paid him for the 10 years. V'hoya ba'isa bayis shnei shanim. There were 2 years left on that house. V'kona Levi bayis achav v'nichnas bay. And Levi now went to purchase his own home. So he has 2 years left on his lease. V'hisker oisar bayis shayim muskaloi l'Shimon. Levi sublets it to Shimon. V'achshav tevei Reuven l'Shimon. Ma'ata oisi bebeisi. Reuven comes along and he tells Shimon, what are you doing in my house? You're living here for 24 months. What gives you a right? V'shimon meshivei mi Levi sacharti. Levi, Shimon says, I rented it. Shesachar mimcha, I rented it from your tenant. V'Reuven oimer, ein ze ritzayni shatiye bebeisi. Reuven says, I don't like you, I guess. Ein ze ritzayni shatiye bebeisi, I don't want you here. So din ze pashit mehu ovdod amale lechavrei, my bayis mahai ara. Hachanami dina ka amale Reuven. And it sounds like there is such a makom that he could tell him, I don't like you. But I don't know where this is coming from. Let's see. Oh, we're out of time. I was going to say we should look at Shulchan Aruch. That what? That he just says, I don't like you?
No, that you rent the house to somebody for some period of time and then he finds a house to buy.
Right. Right. So I mean, I would just think misvara what typically happens. I mean, if it's a healthy market and it's easy to re-rent, you know, typically you will get another tenant and you'll let the guy leave. I mean, if you want to be a stickler and say, listen, the contract, you have to stay, so you may make it his problem to be, you know, to sublet it, but to adamantly insist that it stay empty, to me, sounds obnoxious. I mean, obnoxious. You know, and why would you even have a right? Almost, I mean, I don't know if you can call it mamish.
You could see that the landlord would want to approve the tenant, right?
Yes, yes.
So this is the case where he
liked
the tennis.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. So, you know, I don't know if it's zenen of zelay chaser to that extent. I mean, he can claim chaser because I don't like the way this guy's going to treat the house or whatever else it may be. But I don't know. These are ma'asim b'chol yayim, no shaila. These things happen all the time.
A lot of this is preclusive if you write the.
Yeah.